Well, it's Take Control Tuesday. That means I have Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org on the phone with me. And Mansa, so many people make those New Year's resolutions. I stopped years ago, but we have something that is an alternative to the resolution makers.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to change behavior generally with resolutions and those kind of things. But here's a challenge I saw on social media that I thought was very interesting that I'm going to make an effort to participate in this year. And this is for 2023. The goal here is to get 2023 off to a good start. And what we call it is no spend January.
Uh-oh.
Don't spend any money in January. Now, let me go into detail before somebody runs off the deep end or thinks they can't do it. So what is no spend January? Well, first of all, you're going to keep all your bills up to date.
Right.
We're not talking about not paying your regular expenses and installment loans. You want to pay your car, your credit cards, all of those things. What we're talking about is that money that you have left over that is just around. So here's how to make this work. First of all, you want to ask for gift cards for Christmas because it's not your money when you spend it.
Exactly.
We're talking about no spend January, not spending your money. So one of the strategies is get gift cards for Christmas. The second thing is no paying of your money for eating out.
Ah.
You cannot eat out during the month of January where you pay.
Okay.
That includes those small purchases at Tim Hortons.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
I didn't have to say it. But in this case, no means no. Also, no non-essential online purchase.
Okay.
We buy a lot of stuff online that's not essential. Carry little or no cash and restrict access to your credit cards. Now, you're only doing this for a month, so it's not like it's forever. No streaming service subscriptions.
Ooh.
Log on with someone else's log on or just go without for 1 month. No non-essential food or clothing purchases. And the final thing is, after you've done all of this, you want to find a way to accumulate the unspent money so that you can see it at the end of the month. That's your reward. That's your reinforcement. So whatever it is, it don't have to be $1,000. It doesn't have to be, you know, a lot of money. But whatever it is you're able to achieve. So you may expand or restrict those categories that I mentioned, but you should set your jaw not to spend money in January, and that will get your February and the rest of 2023 off to a good start, as well as making you aware where your disposable money is actually going.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to ask for Tim Hortons gift cards and money gift cards right away.
And I'm going to be one better. I'm going to give you a Tim Hortons gift card for Christmas. Count on that. You'll get one from me.
Well, you can make sure that you get all of our archives for Take Control Tuesday on TakeControlTuesday.com. And Mansa, I'm getting ready.
Get ready, get ready, get ready.